Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Andrew Tate says that sex is for making children, and that any man that has sex because it feels good doing it is an alphabet person. He does have a point, because sex is a distraction and love blinds you from thinking rationally about the woman that you're with. Some cat dad named Phoenix says, he's never seen a fully grown man struggle so hard with the closet door. Tate says don't enjoy having sex. Instead enjoy spending millions on a Bugatti. Does that make sense to you? Up next, what the hell happened to men? Looks like many of them, like this one, have become the woman that they've always wanted. They're also getting too passable, and that's probably not a good thing. I'd also say that this sort of thing happens when you aren't raised by a father at home, but Finster has one. Maybe it has to do with men wanting to live life on easy mode, by identifying as the opposite sex. As our society becomes increasingly gynocentric, expect this to be way more common. Number three, you know that Google is starting to get into trouble, as it's now going to pay Reddit $60 million a year to use its content to train its artificial intelligence. They should pay the users and not Reddit. That would be nice. They even asked us YouTubers if we would allow them to use our videos for AI training purposes, and I said no, because I suspect the goal is to eventually replace content creators with AI-generated content. If you train AI with woke Reddit, then you get a woke AI. Moving on, there are way too many thirsty simps out there that will trust their life savings in the hands of a woman like this. And I guess she stores their entire net worth in her stomach. Nice uterus bump, and you know that it's only going to get a lot worse. Forget about Hawk 2, because it looks more like Hawk Fupa. Maybe this picture was taken before she got an abortion or something. Also, is it my imagination, or does her body look like it's backwards in this picture? Looks to me like she folds the wrong way. Number 5 are the excess males in Canada between the ages of 20 and 29. The rate of excess males in Canada accelerated since Trudeau took over in 2015, and that surplus is made up mostly of Indian and Muslim males. This is also probably the future of America if the H-1B visa program gets into full swing. And you know this isn't good for the safety of women in Toronto, Vancouver, and the rest of the country. When at least 10% of your men are guaranteed not to get laid, you have an incel nation. Up next, Kim Jong-un bans North Koreans from eating hot dogs and imprisons couples for divorcing. I can understand the divorce ban, but what did the hot dog ever do to this guy? Maybe in North Korea, that's actually dog in your hot dog. He could also be eliminating alternative outlets for women. No divorce and no communist pocket rockets either. Either that or it reminds him of something he likes to suck. Thus the ban on hot dogs. And another bizarre dictator in Turkmenistan decrees that all new cars in this country must be white. Number 7, here's an opinion that I don't share. The retired people should be completely tax exempt, as they've already paid their dues. Sounds like the boomers want to live life on easy street for their entire lives. That means that everyone else is going to have to pay more tax. Yeah, let's see how well that goes over with Gen Alpha types living in their cars. We should all be paying less tax, but only if we fire all the useless government bureaucrats first. Moving on, here's a delusional take that the average Indian's going to look like this after a few decades of northern climate exposure. Actually, it might happen, but after tens of thousands of years. I'm predicting that the West will collapse and that much of the diversity will move back home a long time before we see any physiological changes like this. What's up with Indians also wanting to be Aryan? Many of them even told me that they were the original Aryans. Is that some sort of complex or something? Number 9, here's another Indian saying that Indians are the real Asians, and that the rest are just plastic and bleached Asians instead. Indians are what you get when the East Asians kept Africans from moving further towards the Pacific. Indians belong to a genetic group called the Dravidians, and there's scientific evidence linking them to the Aborigines in Australia, with significant genetic flow from India to northern Australia around 4,200 years ago. Up next, Tom Holland says he doesn't walk the red carpet with Zendaya at her premieres to not draw attention away from her. What a simp. He can do so much better than her, but it's just too bad he hasn't figured it out yet. I think she's just doing plastic surgery and looks maxing so she can monkey branch to somebody else. But what I think is going on is that Tom doesn't actually want anyone asking him how he feels about his mom allowing him out on the red carpet with her. Number 11, this looks like a wonderful leftoid place to live. This is how everyone now stands, waiting for subway trains in New York, because of recent subway pushings. It's probably getting a lot worse now, especially as they've introduced congestion pricing. More people will be pissed off at having to pay higher fares. Another subway rider was stabbed after complaining about loud music on another passenger's phone. This is what happens when you have policies promoting the homeless, criminals, and migrants. Moving on, maybe it's time to reboot civilization. Because if men were held to the same criminal standards as women, then 7 out of 10 male inmates would be released. Looks like female privilege is a real thing after all. This graphic is based on women being less likely to be charged, given shorter sentences, and given earlier parole. It's because of female-owned group preference if the judge is female. And it's about simping and white knighting if the judge is male. Number 13, Angelina Jolie walks away from her divorce with Brad Pitt $80 million richer. They fought for 8 years. What's the first rule of divorce club? The first rule is don't get married if you're a man, because you're gonna get screwed. If you think this is bad, then keep in mind you can actually be divorce-raped in Canada, and you don't even have to be married to the woman taking you to court. Never get into a contract with someone who's incentivized to break it and get $80 million. Up next, here's the difference between when girls quit academia and when guys quit it. Zara Dar is a hot woman that dropped out of her PhD program to pursue a career on Lonely Fools. And you know, in a few years, she's going to make more money than working as a scientist for the rest of her life. Looks to me like instead of doing hard and respectable work, many women are choosing the so-called easy way out. She'll probably be wondering why there aren't any good men willing to marry her when she turns 30. Number 15, we have a wonderful human being. This woman ditched her kids on Christmas to smash with 5 strangers. And I'm sure that the cuck she's married to sat in the corner watching. That was her present to him. What I'll never understand is why women even brag about this sort of thing. Looks to me like she's going to need something with extra odor and stain-fighting power to get all that human Kahlua out of her dress. Moving on, 58% of young people in Africa want to immigrate to Europe or North America. But why don't they stay in their own lands and make their own countries as prosperous as Wakanda? Meanwhile, in Africa, African countries kicked out or ended the white Europeans who were farming, creating businesses and prosperity. I guess they couldn't deal with all their envy. What makes you think they won't move to the West and try and do the same thing there as well? Number 17, looks like Emma Stone has officially hit the pixie wall with her pixie haircuts. A friend of mine said that the only time a woman should have her hair this short is when she comes out of the womb. Looks to me like she went from a 10 all the way down to a 10%, as she uglified herself. She should have just shaved it all off, and then people would be calling her stunning and brave. It was also probably her Alphabet People hairdresser that suggested this awful cut in the first place. Up next, in the early days of Fenix, the founder couldn't cover the bills, so he took the company's last $5K to Vegas and played blackjack, winning $27K to keep the company afloat. That guy's so based. I love the fact that on some other timeline where he lost that money, they don't actually have Fenix right now. And now these days, I'm the one taking a gamble every time I ship with them. It could also be argued that Fenix keeps the whole economy of Memphis afloat. Number 19, this virgin-only fool star who made $43 million last year gets 7-figure offers to film her first time. Maybe that's how she keeps the thousand-schlong stare out of her eyes. She's hot, so you better believe it. Apparently she's a Christian too, if you believe her as well. Women will say whatever they can to get those conservative cuck bucks. She's got some great marketing ploys going on there. She's so good that she could probably sell fridges to Eskimos. Moving on, this fat studies lecturer and fatalicious feminist dies, suddenly in her sleep at the age of 42. Who knew that biology could be so fat-phobic? Yes, she suddenly died after eating 10,000 banana splits over her lifetime. She was a queer fat studies professor. What kind of loser gets a job doing that? Back in the day, there were anti-seatbelt activists. And the people that promote the idea that it's okay to be morbidly obese today are their modern equivalents. Number 21, if you were a teenager in the 90s, you either had a crush on her or you're lying. In case you're wondering who this is, she's the Pink Ranger from the Power Rangers television show. You should also see the Black and Yellow Rangers and what they looked like. Back then, they weren't very subtle. I liked her more than Kelly Kapowski, and she's the one that more people recognize because she went on to do Beverly Hills 90210. Up next is a story, a real one, about how Indians are run phased by the Israeli-made stink bomb. One of the generals said that maybe Indians have a higher threshold for tolerating stench after firing the stinky liquid with a water cannon. Looks like every group of people have their superpower. Some are just a little bit more impressive than others. I also bet for some of them, getting hit by that liquid was actually an improvement to their odor. And by the way, the stink bomb is made to smell like raw sewage. Number 23, when Trudeau resigned, a Dairy Queen in Canada offered $2 specials for resignation burgers. That's how hated he was. people literally giving away food at a loss because they were so happy. Canadians are so happy now that I'm pretty sure that many new ones will be born in only 9 months. God bless the manager of that sainted place. Trudeau's resignation was sort of fake. He's not going anywhere until his party is done fighting amongst themselves. Moving on, it's over in South Korea and probably much of the rest of the world, as there are now more 84-year-olds than 1-year-olds in that country. The film Children of Men is quickly becoming a reality. And you just know that Kim Jong-un approves of this message, and maybe that's why he's banned people from divorcing in his country. I wouldn't be surprised that at some point he forced people to have at least 2 kids in the country. As for South Korea, their population is dropping faster than a K-pop beat. Number 25 and the last one is the difference between women on their phones in the 1950s versus the 2020s. You can sure bet that if women in the 1950s had the same modern technology, they would behave the same way that women do today. Let's not kid ourselves though, because female nature is female nature. Modern technology just amplifies it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.